said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi and Aaron.
Off air, uncut.
Hey, Aaron, we are joined on this week's podcast by a legend of Australian entertainment. His name is Paul Field. He is longtime manager of The Wiggles. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Also, Husey, one of the founding members of the Cockroaches. I mean, he basically, his CV is longer than... Who's got a long CV?
Elvis? No, he, yeah. No, he died pretty young.
He died young.
Did he die young? Elvis,
he died really young. But yeah, you get our point. Welcome. So good to have you.
Thanks so much.
Now, you do have Peachy Keen, a new destination for quality early childhood music, and we are going to talk about that a little bit later on.
Sure.
But can we go back to the very beginning, mate? You're in a band called The Cockroaches. you were touring around where?
Oh, everywhere. We pass pubs nowadays, and I say to my kids, well, actually, they're much older now, but we played there, and they said, is there any pub you didn't play in, Dad? And I was just talking outside. Yeah, a band in the 80s, you could play every night of the week.
Yeah.
It was an awesome era. And I think we rode the last wave of the pub rock era in.
Mate, I went to those gigs at the last, and I was, I was from a country town where bands would come down quite often and you'd get drunk. Oh, no, I mean, responsibly, you'd get drunk. But you would
it's
have
an interesting mix of concepts there. But
military intelligence. Yeah, that doesn't quite work.
I know the Cockroaches, and that was the formation, you know, the Wiggles came from the Cockroaches. Yeah. How old were you when you and your brother in the Cockroaches?
Yeah, so my brothers Anthony and John were the guitarists in the band.
Yeah.
And we're very close. Well, I was born May 61, Johnny May 62, and Anthony May 63.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
Seven kids in our family.
So what was the occasion when mummy and puppy
life was good in the western suburbs. I don't know, you know, but it's...
what month is that? Is that September?
September.
That is.
So wait, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah. September.
Yeah, right. I don't like to think about it too much, but there's a big mob of us. We got into music early and we formed the band in high school and we just started gigging and just for fun and everything was just like cream on the cake, you know. Wouldn't it be great to do a gig? Wouldn't it be great to do a record? And eventually we ended up doing everything we'd wanted to do. It was great.
So how long did the Cockroaches go for? And they were like, they were a well-known band at the time. They were, popular,
Yeah, we had a gold and a platinum album. We got on Countdown.
You had a platinum album.
Oh, yeah, wow. Absolutely. Yeah. And
back when that meant something.
Back,
you know,
yeah.
Back actually, when people bought music, you know, they bought the physical copies of albums.
Yeah, well, that first album, Years Guiding 40 Years Later, I sold 100,000 copies,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's basically every album every artist puts out in Australia for a year now. 100,000.
Well, and I reckon. Sorry. Trip down memory lane. Can I have a bit of the Cockroaches now?
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you write that about?
Pauline, my wife.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Wow.
She's now some kind of woman, but yeah.
Oh, and you've been together how long?
Oh, well, we've been hanging together for about 41 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What's the secret? Because as, you know, someone whose relationship broke down last
and
year.
And is in a new relationship.
Is in a new one, though. It's been about 9 months since we broke up. But what's the secret to keeping that love alive?
Oh, she's awesome. We're deeply in love. She's very funny, very smart. I don't know. We dig the same things. We don't like the same things. I don't know. A lot in common. But seriously, still to this day, a lot of fun together. We laugh a lot.
Did you meet her when you were in the Cockroaches?
I did, but we weren't anything at that time.
But was she in a? Did she come to a gig and see you on stage? And did you lock eyes? Is that what happened?
No, I met through mates. She went to Sydney Uni. She was a country girl and came to Sydney. And mates of mine got together. And
but did she see you on stage before you got together?
No. No.
He hadn't seen you.
No. He struggles with this because he met his wife when he was famous and rich, and he knows deep down that was an element of attraction.
Oh, well, certainly shortly after we started dating, I was playing there, and it was kind of funny for years, you know. You know, they'd say, oh, that's his girlfriend, and, you know, she'd hear girls talking about her and things like that. It was like she got used to it eventually, but no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, great, and you're still together. Would she come to every gig or...?
Oh, most of them, because that's what we did, you know. Yeah, it's like that's where we're going. And I'd pick up obviously my two brothers were in the car with me, and we pick up Pauline and head off together. And
yeah, right.
She was mainly she was also from a family of seven, mainly girls, so she wasn't used to brothers so much. And we would be brawling. We weren't the Brady Bunch, right? And and she thinking, God, they're never going to get over this. We go to the gig, and it was over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, right. So you switch on and you get in professional mode. So, all right. So you were, it was a famous band. You had platinum albums. Yeah. You were very successful. And then how did that turn into the Wiggles?
Well, the industry and life kind of wound down. We had a family tragedy. We lost a child to SIDS in 1988, and that really kind of blew me away, you know, and in a bad way.
You don't really ever recover.
Never.
I couldn't imagine.
Never.
So did you didn't feel like getting on stage for a while? Or
I had to because it was my job.
Yeah.
But I imploded, really, and it was very hard. And it tied in with the time when the industry was changing. So we still kept going, but we're kind of limping on.
Yeah.
Anthony thought, actually basically said, oh, it's not much fun now. He went back to finish his degree in early childhood. And then literally to get a job, he thought, well, I've got this musical background, I've got this educational background, I'll combine it, making an album and try and get me a job as a preschool teacher, which it did.
Yeah.
And then he thought, perhaps I should release this. And with every success, there's got to be a bit of luck. And he went into ABC Music, and the woman who had been at Festival Records, where the Cockroaches had been, it was her first week on the job. And she went, wow, this is different. I know these guys, or some of them, can write songs. And she gave him a go, and the rest is history.
Yeah, right. Who came up with the name The Wiggles?
Anthony took it, but my brother John, who was the main hit writer for the Cockroaches, wrote a song for one of our albums called Get Ready to Wiggle, real swing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the producer, Charles Fisher, said, look, it's a great song, but it doesn't fit. So Anthony, when he was doing the first album, said, that actually is a great song. And also, it describes what children do when they dance. They don't really choreograph, they just wiggle around.
Yeah.
And so he literally got it from a song name.
So take me through the difference between being a rock star in an adult rock band and being a rock star for kids. Is it still a bits of the same world?
Look, you mentioned early drinking responsibly. Little children are kind of like little drunks. You know, they stagger around.
Of course they are. They definitely are. They're very much that way.
And also, it's the purest audience on the planet, right? So if they don't dig it, they walk, right?
Yeah,
so you've really got engaged.
You can be like an empty auditorium because everyone hates you. It's the performer's ultimate nightmare.
You know, but the change in being in a band to a band entertaining children is that you actually get a lot more respect when you turn up during the daytime and the club digs you because you're filling the place. Whereas a band, you know, you roll in and you for the millionth time hear a joke about cockroaches,
So how quickly did, obviously from the start where the ABC said let's do something, did it become a massive hit? Was it a year? Was it less or longer?
Longer. It was very organic. As I said, it was just a side thing to help Anthony get a job. It started very slowly, and then within about 5 years, in fact, by about the mid-90s, they were the biggest selling act on ABC Video and Music.
Yeah.
And it was just really, as you guys would know, you know, the best recommendation for anything in the early childhood world is parents and carers going, hey,
absolutely.
You know what, this is great.
Yeah.
And so they were off the radar for the industry, but they were huge.
Word of mouth with parents.
Yes.
Can I, so when did it hit you that this was going to be multi-million dollar more success and exposure than you could have ever imagined?
I think once we started Toes in the Water internationally and I was with them working in most of the suits, most of the outfits, providing the kids for the clips for many years.
Yeah.
But I officially managed them in the late 90s. And, we'd started in overseas, and that's where we got a bit of a hint. And we went...
Where was it, America or was it...
America was the biggest one. We were released in the UK as well and in Europe and throughout the world, really. But US was it where we went from... playing, you know, supporting, I kid you not, Captain Kangaroo at a theme park to doing a blockbuster video appearance where there were eight people there. But again, we knew Humble Beginnings works, right?
Yep.
And doing like small church halls and theatres in Hoboken. Once we got signed to Disney, the Disney Channel, and we helped launch Playhouse Disney over there. In fact, they got the Wiggles to write and record their theme song.
Yeah, right.
And this is before YouTube and stuff, right?
Yeah.
They played us like four times a day, and we went from a small theatre in Hoboken to, in a couple of years, 11 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden Theatre.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that gives me shivers.
Yeah.
So, to this day, the Wiggles in America are so well-known. It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember seeing Jimmy Fallon a few years ago and Michelle Obama, you know, the First Lady was on, and she was talking to Jimmy Fallon saying, you know, what music do your kids like listen to? And went, oh, you know, like the Wiggles. She went, oh, you're at that stage. And I thought, Jimmy Fallon and the First Lady.
It's an icon.
Know them.
The Wiggles
is an
international icon.
So the new one, though, Peachy Keen.
Peachy Keen.
Is that similar to the Wiggles in a way? Because very quickly, I was in the car with my daughter about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to Peter Coombs in
the
car, the Christmas album.
Newspaper Mama.
Yes, Newspaper Mama and spaghetti and all that kind of stuff. Wash your face with orange juice. And what I really noticed, because kids these days watch so much YouTube and watch so many videos of people singing.
Yeah.
But to watch her just listen to a song and she started to know the words, and it was such a better experience for her just listening to the music, which I loved. So this is songs, written music. What is it?
Yeah, so I've now got two grandchildren, so I'm back in the zone of early childhood.
Yes.
And my eldest son is the general manager of the Wiggles. My daughter Claire used to dance with them for over a decade. So they play their children the Wiggles. But apart from that, they're kind of swamped with choices.
Yes.
And not all of it's good. A lot of them do the same kind of stuff and not all great. So my brother John and I, as I say, we've been working, making music forever. So we started to make some songs, and I've met many, many people over the decades. And someone from Platoon said, hey, what are you doing? You know, and I said, oh, we're doing this and that and the other. And they had to listen to it and they went, we'd love you to make some music for us. So,
what is Platoon? Sorry, is that
Platoon's an A&R company. They started in the US, went to South Africa, and then
the
UK and A&R company. They sign bands and artists, but they're a bit different. Anyway, in the US, they helped launch Billie Eilish.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah.
And so they kind of made their mark. And,
I think she's performing at the Queen's Jubilee. I said her name our news bulletin morning, Billie
amazing.
Eilish.
Yeah.
So anyway, they certainly didn't have any early childhood music in their roster. And again, they think of early childhood, they think of the Wiggles, they think of me, luckily in this case. So they came to me, and my not-so-secret opinion is John, who wrote Hot Potato and many Wiggles hits. And so we've just had a blast. We've recorded three albums since the start of this year. We got one out now called Animal Songs, and it's just the beginning. So we will do some animation. We're going to record another three albums in the next few months, and we just want to provide some other great quality music.
Love
great.
It.
So
okay,
people
so you can
get to
it.
How do they get to Peachy Keen?
Oh, stream it. It's streamed on all platforms, you know. And then hopefully it'll take a little while to do, but we're going to do some animation for the clip so you'll be able to see it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, we're so excited. Thank you so much for joining us.
You and your brothers and your organisation, an absolute worldwide icon. Australia's so proud of everything you've done. Well done, buddy.
Thanks so much.